Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
My name's Poppy Hillstead.
I've got nothing to say.
This is a podcast where I go into chat rooms and then me and a couple of fellows act out the conversations I've had. That's it. Let's get on with it. Real conversations. Reenacted. For you. Poppy Hillstead has entered the chat.
Zombie apocalypse. What would you do?
I think I'd just sit here and get eaten. I just can't. I wouldn't want to survive in that scenario. I'd just give up. Just let what happen. But I wonder what other people would do. So I've got a bit of an idea today. I'm going to go into chat rooms and see if people can get through my zombie apocalypse roleplay. I reckon I can make it quite scary. Should we do it? Should we get on with it? Let's get straight in there. Dwayne has entered the chat. Hear a rhythmic beeping sound as you slowly gain consciousness and realise you're staring at a mint green ceiling. You watch a fan slowly spin around for a while before being hit with the overwhelming smell of disinfectant. You peer to your right and realise the beeping is coming from a heart monitor. You jump as you realise it's hooked up to your body. It seems like you're in a hospital, but how on earth did you get here? Your head spins as you slowly sit up. Your bare feet hit the cold floor as you perch on the edge of the bed. Your legs feel weak, like they have lost muscle. It seems like you've been here for some time. You notice at the end of the bed there's a clipboard, and you pick it up and flick through the pages and are surprised to see details about yourself. What's your name?
Just the letter Z.
Age?
40.
Occupation?
Scientist.
You double take as you catch your own reflection in the mirror in front of you. What do you look like?
I'm a 9 foot tall and 4 foot thick guy. Fast as a cat, but with power like a tiger. And I have muscles, but I have a brain as dumb as a cow.
So massive and thick, and then also thick in the brain?
Yeah.
Okay, suddenly the strip lights start to blink on and off before plunging the room into pitch black. The ceiling fan slowly grinds to a halt. You hear your own heart gaining speed on the heart monitor. What do you do?
Firstly, I shall wait for government help in a safe place with my family and find other people who have essentials like guns, sufficient food, drinking water, etc.
That's a good plan, but are you saying that you just want to stay where you are?
If it's safe, I could stay here.
Okay, I'm going to give you a heads up, Dwayne. If you stay here, you're fucked, basically. You'll die.
Okay, I go out of the room.
You head out the door and start to slowly head down the hallway. You stop in your tracks as you hear a faint groaning. As you peer into different rooms, you see patients moving around, slowly. Some walking in circles. All of them have this pale greenish tinge to their skin. Some of them are actually missing limbs. Your gut does somersaults as every instinct in your being kicks into play. You know you should not go near these people, these things. You should probably get out of this hospital now. You hear a small, timid voice call out of the darkness.
Hello? Is someone there?
Hello? Who are you? My name is Zed.
My name's Nadine, and I'm a little French girl, and I am lost. I came to the hospital with my twin brother to get medicine, but he is unwell. I cannot find him. Can you help me, Zed?
Yes, I can help. Come towards me. I'm safe. Don't be scared.
She comes out the darkness. She has blonde pigtails and rosy cheeks. What do you do?
Check her body for bites.
Whoa. Okay. All right.
Very carefully.
Yeah, I get what you mean. Just the image of you instantly doing this is startling. But yes, there is a bite on her arm.
I'm sorry, little girl, but you've been bitten by a zombie. I can't help you. Goodbye.
My pet dog Toulouse bit me, Nadine says.
No, it didn't.
It did, I promise.
You're lying.
Why don't you believe me? I'm not lying to you, Nadine pleads.
I do believe you. But I think you're infected.
I think my twin brother Pierre is in one of the rooms down here. He is very sick.
Nadine tears up as she points down the corridor. Will you help her, Zed?
Yes.
You walk down the corridor. The groaning from the rooms has gotten louder. It's very hot in this hospital. You can smell rotting flesh, which makes you a bit nauseous. Suddenly, a blonde little French boy appears from one of the rooms. His cheeks are red, but you can't help but notice there's this greenish appearance to his skin. He also seems a bit fucked.
Oh, look! Pierre is better! He seems sprightly.
Nadine claps her hands together before hugging him.
No way! I can help Nadine, but not him. He needs to stay back and not come near me.
Nadine and Pierre have a heated conversation in French.
Le plot, le zizi, je m'appelle ordinateur, je habite la piscine, ou la chambre, la chatte,
la oiseau. Nadine looks scared, but forces a smile on her face as she turns to you.
Okay, Pierre says he is definitely very well now. He has no bites. He's feeling good.
How old are they?
They're 8.
You're not my responsibility.
Brutal. Okay, what's your plan now?
Well, I should save the children and also try not to be a victim of any zombie bites and take them to a safe place as soon as possible. But after that, they're on their own.
You really haven't warmed to these French twins, have you, Zed? By the way, Pierre really doesn't trust you. I should just let you know that now. And Nadine and Pierre start to walk down the corridor. Do you follow him?
Yeah, but I keep a distance. I don't trust Pierre because he has green skin.
You edge your way down the hallway behind the twins. Nadine turns to you and questions.
Zed, who is your dream woman?
What a strange question from Nadine there.
I have a friend who was kind of my first crush. I've known her since school, but she's been transferred to another city for work. I was going to move there, but I don't even have her number.
Okay, Nadine says. But I mean like a celebrity. Who is your celebrity
dream woman?
Beyonce.
Ah, Nadine sighs. That is such a coincidence you say that, because while me and Pierre have been hiding in the hospital, a woman called Beyonce helped me find food. She was so nice and kind. She's in one of these rooms.
Where?
Nadine leads you and Pierre into an operating theatre. Beyonce! Nadine calls. An old pile of theatre scrubs starts to move a bit before pop superstar Beyonce pops her head out.
Hey guys, please help me. I've got an injured leg and I need rescuing.
What do you do?
If she is bitten, then I should hold her tight and kiss her all at once and tell her that she is my dream woman.
A bit much in front of the kids, isn't it? Oh my God. Okay, there was a very loud bang. And Nadine, Pierre and Beyonce look terrified. Suddenly, an arm smashes through one of the operating theatre glass windows. Smash. Another arm comes through. Smash. You hear a familiar groaning.
Shit.
You feel a sharp pain in your leg and you look down to see Pierre biting you hard. His eyes are wild, almost like an animal's.
I stamp on his head. I grab a chair and I break it over him.
Beyonce and Nadine scream. They look horrified. What the fuck are you doing? Screams Beyonce.
He was a zombie. I'm so sorry. He's in heaven now, Nadine.
Nadine runs at you, grabs a dirty, bloody scalpel that's laying on a tray and jumps into the air. This is for Pierre!
Ah! A windmill kick Nadine in the face.
Nadine slams into the ground and is instantly killed. Thousands of zombies smash through the doors and windows of the operating theatre and stampede in. Beyonce screams at you. You just killed two French twins!
I hold her close. You are my dream woman and we will be together again. Now die in my arms!
Beyonce and a 9-foot-tall, 4-foot-thick scientist die in each of his arms as they are eaten by a sea of zombies.
Yeah, I can't do French accents.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Now die in my arms!
This is a wrong turn. You should know that by now.
Real conversations.
Didn't you go back?
Reenacted. for you.
I heard you were away, practicing your baby voices.
Tony presented the chat. Goes your alarm. It's Sunday morning and you wake up as usual. Slip on your slippers and slide down the stairs to make yourself a morning coffee. You grab your fair trade coffee beans and pour them into your cup before filling it to the brim with fresh cold milk.
I think I'll skip the coffee.
Yeah, I'm not a big coffee drinker. So, okay, you dump the coffee in the bin before pouring yourself a fresh glass of orange juice before sitting down to read the latest headlines. It seems awfully quiet. Where are baby Theodore's cries and where's the sound of Claire doing the morning hoovering?
So, I have a baby and a wife.
Yeah, you do. Yeah. So, you feel slightly on edge as you focus on the deadly silence. Vroom! You jump out your seat but are immediately hit with a wave of relief as you hear the familiar sound of hoovering coming from the dining room. As you flick the page of your newspaper and continue reading about some shit, you are even more relieved to hear little baby Theodore's groans from the nursery.
Okay.
You sit there for some time listening to Theodore's whinging. Bit annoying. Why isn't Claire going to deal with him? Maybe she can't hear him.
Okay, can I move?
Yeah, go for it.
I grab a kitchen knife and head towards the nursery.
Oh my God, okay, you get to Theodore's nursery, but it's locked. You can't get in.
Can I kick it down?
No.
Can I look through the keyhole?
Yes. You look through the keyhole and are immediately poked in the eye by something. You flinch.
Holy shit, that's creepy.
Now what will you do?
Go and tell my wife?
Yeah, go for it, yeah. You head down the corridor and follow the hoovering sound into the dining room. You look around the door and see the curtains are only letting in the tiniest bit of dull grey light. You see Claire facing the corner, slowly hoovering.
Shit, okay, I think I made a mistake.
Talk to her, tell her what's happened.
Okay, Claire, I can't get into Theodore's room and he's crying. I looked through the keyhole but was poked in the eye.
Claire is silent.
I should leave her to clean.
She continues to hoover the same spot. Are you scared, Tony?
Yes.
Okay, where do you want to go?
Outside.
Okay, you quickly spin around on your heel and make a beeline for the door. You try and open it, and your heart skips a beat as you realise the front door is locked.
No. I need to find a weapon.
What are you scared of?
Claire!
You can hear a faint, rhythmic sound of jangling keys, and you realise that Claire must be holding them while she hoovers. Okay, you got a kitchen knife.
Yeah, I forgot. Okay, I could stab Claire.
Are you sure you want to do that?
Yes, yeah, stab her, and then grab the keys.
You creep into the dining room. Your heart is pounding, and you slowly tiptoe towards her as she continues to hoover the same spot. You raise your knife and are about to plunge it into the back of her head when you hear a man's voice shout, "Cuts! Eric, what are you doing?" Claire turns around and you immediately recognise her as actress Natalie Cassidy. She looks pissed off. The director runs towards you. "Eric, what are you doing? This is meant to be a fun family sitcom. Where'd you get this knife from? Maybe you didn't read the script right. It says here that you go up to Claire and you say, 'Darling, it's my turn to pretend to hoover so I don't have to deal with Theodore. Give it here.' And then there's a big laugh and then she rolls her eyes and then walks out. Maybe you should take a break and go to your dressing room."
Am I in a sitcom?
You're on the set of a sitcom and you're being sent to your dressing room. So you get into your dressing room and you sigh and you slump into the chair. You look at yourself in the mirror. You are actor Eric Idle. You jump as you hear a knock at the door. "Can I come in?" a groaning voice says.
"Nope."
"Ha! Okay.
Please, it's just Natalie. We need to go through our lines."
"Can I get a weapon?"
"Yeah, in the dressing room there's quite a few old props from other TV shows. There's a lawnmower here and then a samurai sword and a vase."
"I get the vase and the samurai sword and tell her to come in.
Natalie comes in and immediately lunges at you, clawing at your face.
I smash the vase over her head.
She staggers backwards, her eyes are wild, before immediately launching herself at you again. What do you do?
I decapitate her with the samurai sword.
Do you now? Okay, you swing the samurai sword at her. And just before it hits her neck, a hand comes in out of nowhere and grabs the blade of the sword. It's TV presenter Noel Edmonds, and he looks fucked. Green skin, and it's all peeling off, and wild eyes. Natalie bites your arm while Noel Edmonds swipes your sword away from you. What are you gonna do?
I plug the lawnmower into the power so the blade starts spinning. I lift it up over my head before throwing it at the both of them.
Like, Jesus Christ. Okay, the lawnmower slams into Noel and Natalie, and they are immediately mashed up by the blades. Blood splatters your dressing room from ceiling to floor as they both lay on the ground, twitching and growling, before finally going quiet. You hear a knock on the door. Hey, Erica, I just wanted to check you've got the latest script. Oh, my God!
Is he human?
He is, and he looks horrified.
They were zombies!
The director looks at you, shaking his head in disbelief. I can't believe you've done this, Eric.
You're wasting time. We need to find weapons.
More members of the crew come into the room. Everyone looks human and normal. One of the runners throws up in the bin in the corner. A couple of them start to cry.
You need to believe me. They were zombies and they attacked me, I swear. If I didn't kill them, they would have killed us all.
How did they die? How did they die? The director says.
I threw a lawnmower at them.
Eric, you need to call your publicist. I think I've actually scared myself there. That's quite creepy. Big shout out to all my patrons. Hey guys, join me next week for another episode of Poppy Hill Studies Entered the Chat. I'll say my catchphrase. Poppy Hill Studies has left the chat. Goodbye. Just a little Easter egg at the end. I'm better from food poisoning now. Cheers.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.